Yee-hoo! Hello, Lottie. Let's go down to the cabaret tonight and have a big time.
Oh, I can't do it, buddy. I'm all in.
Why, what's the matter?
I've got the blues.
Well, tell me about it.
I've got the blues on my mother's knee. And I
back door. Covers all they could have been, was not forgotten, gets ignored. And it's in the blood and in the mud, where the light turns red in his hand. And it's in the blood and in the mud, down in Birmingham.
L'insomnie présente les films de Californie, du Sud et quelquefois Baltimore.
I love you,
J'aime.
You love me,
Amen.
He loves me,
Amen.
She loves me,
Amen.
They love me,
Amen.
I love them,
je les aime.
Well, you could say them.
Nous aimons,
yes.
I find myself in another restaurant.
It's good to be back for another session. We took a little time off around the New Media Expo in Ontario at the end of September, which was nice, but it kind of threw off my schedule just a little bit. How was it? Well, I did have a good time for the most part, kind of summer campish. Not that that's a horrid thing, but all in all, it's great to support the community, and I'll probably be at the event next year in Vegas plugging local artists to the best of my ability. Hopefully they improve on the entertainment there a little bit. I mean, they have an entire world of talent to pull from for upcoming expos. The highlights for me were Von Iva during the Culture Catch event and Lee Coulter from San Diego, whom we will try to feature on the feed soon if you haven't already heard him on the main show. Unfortunately, the majority of content providers left before he even went on, which was a little disconcerting considering he was in the headliner position. As far as this session, you heard the multi-talented Beth Thornley starting off this all-feminine edition of the show with Birmingham, from her album, My Glass Eye. She'll be performing at the Hotel Cafe again in a few days on October 19th. And I have a few pictures from her last show there, which I'll probably post in the media section of our website once this goes live. Following Beth was Eskimo, who hails from Baltimore, but has transplanted to Silver Lake here in the LA area. They're fronted by Heather Brown, whom you heard singing, and have a new EP on the way, which they are recording with Steve Albini. I first heard them on the Insomnia Radio Baltimore show a few months ago with Tim and Don, and they sent on this great song, All Winter Long, for reproduction here. Alright, up next is a great block of local music featuring Jericho, Brenda Zoo, and Kim Klein. This is Jericho with From Me to You.
Daddy's little girl Joe's got a brand new gig. Get a monster dude to produce her. And maybe she'll be great. Dress her up and make her sing la la. She'll make it big. Note to self, drop names. Hey, that's good. I gotta remember. Be yourself, be a natural. Thanks for all the good times. This is from me.
Sitting on the banks of Lake Michigan, listening to music on my recorder, when this beautiful lady came up to me and yanked my headphones out of my ears and threw it all into Lake Michigan. And she turned to me then and said,
"Kill Your FM, Chicago.insomniaradio.net.
And then she walked away. I just didn't have the nerve to tell her that that was my MP3 player.
For the day, making part of you. Saying it out loud now, couldn't wait to see everyone see you. Say he is the only one. And you couldn't be farther to give a promise to him. Well, I'd count to 10 before I dive in. I'd count to 10 before I raise the
mistakes, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Buy a house, buy the land, make the bread and go out on the town. Wait to see, all made up, who you here for in just a little while. He'll be here, I do best to leave here now. She thought, and I do best to leave it for me. I'd count to ten before I dive in. I'd count to ten before I raise the stakes, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. He was just a girl. Just a girl. Girl. I kept a ten before I dive in. Stakes, yeah, I count to ten before I dive in. I count to ten before I raise the stakes, yeah, it's all the same. Washington couldn't be another one there for miles. There now, don't be shy, live it up just one day.
Yes, the sound bed there is Scrawl with Charles, and earlier you heard one of my all-time favorites from Scrawl, the clock song, Go Girl Go. Before I talk about these artists you just heard, I wanted to give a few mentions to some of those I ran into at the Expo, specifically Jason Evangelo from The Main Show, whom I actually met for the first time, as well as Les Zaldor from The Detroit Show and the long-running show Zaldor's World. Very, very friendly and fun people to be at the Expo with. Michael O.D. from Most People Are DJs, based out of Michigan, was also extremely cool, and I just started listening to his show, which I highly recommend. I can tell he plays a lot of cutting-edge material and has a wellspring of music knowledge across the board. All right, more shout-outs after this. All right, the last artist you heard was Kim Klein from Santa Monica by way of Texas with her song Sick Reality from her self-titled debut album. Kim has been nominated here in L.A. for 2 awards, Best Female Vocalist and Best Independent Music Video, which culminate in a vote of some sort on November 29th here in Hollywood. That's the LA Music Awards. Also, it looks like one of her singles is one of the most added songs in New Music Weekly and hit number 1 on the Independent Music Weekly mainstream charts. I'd like to thank Mona Loring for turning us on to her. Thank you, thank you. After the promo about Jack from Wander Radio having his MP3 player thrown into Lake Michigan by none other than our Insomnia Chicago host, Kara, you heard from Brenda Zhu, a graduate from UC San Diego who has an EP out called It's True. The first song on that album being Count to 10, now available at CD Baby. Based on the bio there at CD Baby, it looks like she is working on building up her local fan base and touring up into LA and nearby cities, learning about the music industry as she goes. Lastly, you heard from Jericho, a solo musician from Los Angeles, although she is an original native of New York, who was apparently surrounded by a family of musicians, having gotten her start at the early age of 3. Nice. After graduation, she was apparently signed to Crave Sony and released a gold single, but realized that wasn't the type of music that best represented her. Since then, she's released a 5-song EP available over at iTunes, and I think she is still working on her full length. No doubt you'll be hearing a lot more from all 3 of these women soon, especially since they just started making their presence felt here in the Southland. Okay, here's a few more tracks. This first one's from Dakota, and then you'll hear one from Eloise. Cheers.
You're pretty when you cry, said the man at the bar. He's been looking on all night, admiring from afar. He buys you a glass of comfort, and he plays the savior's part. You need him at the moment, and he's all too happy to start when the lights go down in the bar tonight. Why don't I walk you to your car? I don't live far from here. You could come over for a while.
Come on over for a while.
Or spend tonight in fear. He knows that you are lonely.
Lonely.
He doesn't have far to go.
He doesn't have far to go.
Tonight he'll be next to you. Yeah, he puts on quite a show as the
your guard till the lights go down in the bar tonight. You'll be taken care of and too tired to fight. He'll make sure he says everything just right. When the lights go down, when the lights go down, when the lights go down in the bar tonight, in the bar tonight, in the bar tonight.
Okay, another quick round of Expo shoutouts. The Husband video cast. They kindly let me be in a recent episode filmed at the Expo, I believe number 21. And in some Twilight Zone twist, I'm married in that episode asking for advice. I think my codename is Flatfoot or something funny like that. I highly advise you to check them out, and links to them are in our show notes. Lastly, I'd like to thank the LA Podcasters and Bill Palmer from iProng Radio, whom asked questions to a casual music panel that I was on in the LA booth. Recently, I helped Bill interview a band over at the Roxy, and I hope to bring you a teaser from that soon to promote his show. I think I'll wrap it up there. I met so many people in Ontario, I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anyone, but most likely I am. Let's see, back to the music. We heard Dakota, who is an LA duo made up of Michelle Hemmer and Claudette Powell. Not 100% sure if they're still writing music together, but they definitely have a MySpace presence. It looks like Claudette has a solo career from her associated blog site. They have two CDs over at CD Baby available, one released in 2003 and the other in 2005, where you can find the song we played in the bar tonight. That's on the 2003 release called Guess What. After Dakota, we heard we played Eloise with Kill You, an artist who we featured a few shows back. I haven't heard too much from them since their last post in July, but apparently they're still working on their debut album. I imagine that should be out shortly, but they should be able to give exacts if you contact them directly. Slowing things down a bit, we proudly bring you one of our local favorites, Fontaine, and also someone who Susie from Cognitive Collective turned me on to, Heroin Skinny. First up, it's Fontaine with the gorgeous track, The Chemistry Between Us.
I would die. If I kissed your lips one more time, I think I would cry. If you stood in front of me now, I would lose my mind. All of the bad things you did would be frozen in time. But the chemistry between us, it will never die. And the chemistry between us couldn't keep us alive. If I woke up feeling the way that I did in your arms, the days would be better than all of the nights you were gone. And sleep doesn't come to me like it did when you were here. So I lie awake and pretend that you were never there. And the chemistry between us, it will never die. But the chemistry between us couldn't keep us alive. Chemistry between us, it will never die. The chemistry between us couldn't keep us alive.
Dream, dream, dream. clock's running out and there's nothing you can do. You shouldn't run your mouth about me and my crew. This time tomorrow, your soul's mine too. Why mess with a mama when you don't know voodoo? Did I mention I'm a Satanist too? Don't bother praying, you know the angels hate you. You'll be begging for death when I'm through with you. You'll be begging for death when I'm through with you.
Some Creative Commons tracks right there, and in our last sound bed from Digi Heart Attack, I believe from Florida, with a bit of early Halloween flavor, that was Queen of the Cemetery. Okay, so Fontaine brought us The Chemistry Between Us from her first album of the same name, and it looks like she is currently working on a new project, a new CD, some of which you can find on her social networking profile. Apparently there are a few new videos she is also putting together for Mend My Heart, which is a new track, and her song Beechwood. So a lot going on with her since our last feature. We will continue featuring some tracks from her first album, and we'll hopefully let you know when her new one comes out soon. Heroin Skinny, second in line, was introduced to me by Susie, who is likely in downtown LA at this very moment, spinning fiery poi in an elaborate dance with her outfit Machina Candio at LA Decom. Me, I'm just sitting here talking to you and enjoying a bit of tequila on my Saturday night. Not too much fire, or any fire really for that matter here. Anyway, Heroin Skinny Don't Do Heroin are based out of LA and are made up of Nima, who plays the piano, and Kat, their vocalist. You can currently buy a handful of tracks from their Snowcap site, although I don't think you'll see these on a CD until 2008, when it looks like they plan to release Lightless. We have several more tracks that we plan on featuring soon from that future release. Okay, next up, it's
SMTV.
Well, that was actually the bumper for Samantha Murphy's show SMTV, which she started in March of 2005 as a way to get singer-songwriters and pop rock musicians another conduit for exposure. Fueled by the podcast movement and the love of discovering new music and sharing it with her growing audience. 3 years after her first vision, SMTV has grown from an audio show with over 70 episodes and over 250,000 downloads, and is now launching as a TV show for the internet, which you will be able to check out very, very shortly. Check out smtvmusic.com for more details and a promo. Aside from SMTV, Samantha Murphy has an excellent solo career as a musician and is apparently in high demand as a speaker at various music conferences. In honor of Samantha's innovative career so far in new media and with the launch of SMTV, we wanted to bring you a track from her album, Somewhere Between Starving and Stardom, which is available for purchase at eMusic. Thanks everyone for listening in tonight. I had a fun time putting this one together, and hopefully we'll have another out shortly. Have a good night, everyone. This is Samantha Murphy with I Wanna Go Home.
This job sucks.